DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Hundreds of thousands of Egyptians marched on Sunday demanding the removal of President Mohamed Morsi on the first anniversary of his inauguration. As the working day ended, more people joined the demonstrators on the otherwise deserted streets of the capital. Many are angry at Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood, saying it has hijacked the revolution through a series of electoral victories to monopolize power and push through Islamic law. Other people are simply frustrated by the economic crisis. By nightfall, anti-government protesters set the national headquarters of the ruling Muslim Brotherhood in Cairo on fire, throwing petrol bombs and exchanging gunfire with guards. Security sources also said that three Muslim Brotherhood offices were set on fire by demonstrators in towns in the Nile Delta. Over 20,000 Morsi supporters also congregated in the capital by a mosque not far from the suburban presidential palace. A military source said the army was using its helicopters to monitor the numbers out on the street. The German magazine Der Spiegel reported on its website on Saturday that the U.S. National Security Agency bugged European Union offices and gained access to EU internal computer networks. It's the latest revelation of alleged U.S. spying that has prompted outrage from EU politicians. A spokeswoman for the European Commission said on Sunday the EU had contacted U.S. authorities in Washington and Brussels about the report. The German Federal Prosecutor's Office, which has authority in matters of national security, said it was looking into whether or not it should start an investigation. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has not commented on the latest report. Ahead of a visit by President Barack Obama earlier this month, Merkel defended government's monitoring of internet communications and said that U.S. cyber snooping had helped prevent attacks on German soil. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. More than 40 people were killed in bombings in three different areas of Pakistan on Sunday, just as Britain's prime minister was in the capital pledging to help fight extremism. The deadliest of the attacks were twin blasts near a Shiite Muslim mosque in Quetta, which killed at least 22 people, including two women and several minors, and wounded 65 others. In the northwest, a car bomb exploded as a convoy of paramilitary troops passed through the outskirts of the city of Peshawar, killing at least 17 people and wounding dozens of others, according to police. President Barack Obama spoke to young people at the University of Cape Town in South Africa and challenged young Africans to rise to the challenge of shoring up progress on the continent that rests on a fragile foundation. Obama started his day with a visit to the Robben Island prison where Nelson Mandela spent 18 of his 27 years in prison. The 94-year-old Mandela has been in hospital for most of this month and is said to be in critical condition. Air raids on homes killed a woman and two children on Sunday as Syrian government forces continued a ferocious assault on rebel-held parts of the city, which has been dubbed the capital of the revolution. Meanwhile, the six-member Gulf Cooperation Council and the European Union meeting in Bahrain called for a political solution to Syria's conflict, while Saudi Arabia urged the EU to arm the opposition. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that in addition to the three civilians, at least 24 regime force members had been killed in the latest fighting in Homs. The former leader of Chad, Hissène Habré, was arrested on Sunday in Senegal, where he has been living freely in exile for 22 years, despite accusations of political killing and torture during his time in power. Habré was the head of Chad between 1982 and 1990 and will be tried in a special court set up this year by Senegalese authorities in agreement with the African Union. It'll be the first time the former leader of an African state has been tried by another. And Mercedes driver Nico Rosberg won the British Grand Prix on Sunday after four drivers, including early race leader Lewis Hamilton, were hit by tire blowouts. Sebastian Vettel retired while leading with 10 laps remaining due to mechanical problems. Mark Webber came in second. Ferrari's Fernando Alonso came in third. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle News.